fine morning it is.
Are you fucking serious? This happens every morning.
To any newcomers to our wonderful town of Nylian, hello! I am Mayor Rubin, and I give you our humblest welcome. I hope that this day brings you joy and happiness. In the case of those who were whisked away by the mist this night, I again hope that your dreams are plentiful and bountiful.
Now, some sleep. Good night, cruel, ugly world.
Lumi! It's time! Get up!
No! Later.
We can't wait till later. The only way we'll sneak you into the system is now. You didn't forget about what we have to do, right?
No.
Then let's go!
Hello once again, ugly world.
What are you grumbling about? Let's go, let's go!
Okay, okay. Let's go break into a hospital.
So, once you get inside, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to go to Rebecca and ask for Mandy, then rapidly tell her that George is my grandfather and that I really want to see him one last time.
Good. And if she doesn't believe you, what do you do then?
I start crying and talk about Grandma Ivy. Actually, should I really be saying Grandpa and Grandma? You two aren't that old.
That's true, but you don't look that old.
Hey, I'm average sized.
Not in the areas that matter. Can't you just magic them up?
I'd rather not.
Oh, there seems to be a story there.
There is, but you're not going to hear about it. Ever.
Fine. Anyway, it would be easier to convince them that you're our granddaughter than a daughter that they've never seen.
I'd rather not resort to using more magic than I need to.
Wait. You can continuously use magic?
No, I wish. I'm not an elf, fae, or any race that's naturally attuned to the world.
Then what do you do if you're not?
I meditate and get however much I need from the world around me for the day.
I see. Well, I hope your acting skills are better than what we rehearsed.
Trust me, you haven't seen anything yet.
Well, good luck, granddaughter.
Thanks, Grandma. Do be careful. I know old age is hard on that body.
Not as hard as not having a womanly body. I hope you find someone and you're not mistaken as a child.
Ugh, bye.
Again, thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Now, get back to your job.
Right.
All right, looms. How hard can this be? Okay, you've got this, looms. It'll be fine. Besides, you've got magic.
Yes, is there something you needed?
Yes. I'd like to talk with Mandy. Is Mandy here?
Yes. Mandy is here, but I'm pretty sure I can help you with whatever you need.
No, I just want to speak with Mandy.
Okay. Let me call her. Please wait one moment.
Okay.
Mandy, there's a girl here who needs to talk to you.
Okay, what does she need? I'm about to go to surgery?
I don't know. She's pretty hysterical and doesn't want to speak with me. I don't think it'll take that long to deal with her.
Fine. I'm on my way.
You know where to find me.
Is Mandy coming?
Yes, she is. Please sit down in the lobby and just wait for her to come out.
Alright, let's do this thing.
Hello, I am Mandy, and you are?
Mandy! Oh, thank you so much for coming. I'm Stella, and George Clensor is my grandpa.
If he's your grandfather, then why haven't you visited him until his final day?
Grandma Ivy didn't send word of Grandpa George immediately. She sent it 2 months after his affliction. I also wasn't with my family at the time as I went traveling to the Eastern Continent.
Oh, to do what?
I went on a pilgrimage, but that's not why I'm here. May I see my grandfather?
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not? You're going to kill him today, but you won't let me see him? That's too cruel.
Listen, Stella, we don't allow any family members, even those of the staff, to visit and interact with the sleepers.
But why? Aren't they all just sleeping?
They are, but it's not the same as sleeping or even being in a coma. It's magically induced, and we don't know what will happen to those in close proximity.
What about the nurses and doctors? Don't they have to aid all the sleepers?
They do, but they have strict procedures before they interact with the sleepers. Therefore, we don't feel comfortable allowing visits. I apologize, but I'll have to decline your request.
But
if you'll excuse me, I have a patient to save.
Well, time to move to plan two. May none see me in the light as I become shadow. Invisibilia.
Yes, I understand. That patient will be dead by the end of the day. He'll no longer be a thorn in your sight. Did his granddaughter leave? I should probably make sure. Can't have her left unattended.
Let's see if I can find what room he's in before she gets back. Let's see here. Oh, perfect. She's on the list of patients. Clansor. Ah, got him. Room 526. Shit.
It seems that Mandy got her to leave. Ugh, it's one headache I don't need to deal with.
Serves you right.
Ow.
Room 526, here I come. Apario. Oh, damn. You're a sight for sore eyes. Now, let's see what's going on with this endless dream. Oh, why was my spirit forced out? What's going on? Where?
Ow! Fuck! You said a bad word! Mom and Dad aren't gonna like that.
Why, hello there, little guy. Sorry for saying the bad word. Can you forgive me?
Yep. My name's George. What's yours?
George?
No, silly. That's my name. What's your name?
Luminaris, but you can call me Lumi.
Hi, Lumi. What are you doing in my mom and dad's house?
I have an idea, but we will need to get out of here first.
You can't.
And why not? Are you going to stop me?
No, it's because the house is haunted.
Little George, you have such a big imagination. But a house cannot be haunted.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
I am indeed haunted, and there's no escaping from here.
Yep, the house is haunted. Great, just what I needed.
It'll be okay, Lumi. The kitchen has all the snacks. Whenever I'm hungry, I go to the kitchen and the fridge has what I want.
Why, yes. Whatever you desire, I can make it appear in an instant. Except for weapons, poisons, alcohol, tobacco.
I'm guessing asking for the front door to be unlocked isn't a thing I can ask for.
Oh, heavens no. You can ask all you want.
All right, then. I'd like to...
No. See? You asked, and I answered. Pardon the shaking.
This is not going to be fun.
Lumi, what do you mean? Every day's fun.
Even though you can't leave? Don't you want to leave?
I wanted to leave before, but not anymore.
And why is that?
Because Olivia is nice to me. She's gonna play with me until Mom and Dad come back.
Olivia? You named the house.
Actually, I'm quite fond of the name, but Luminaris, as the new guest to this house, is there anything that you need?
Oh, nothing at the moment other than leaving.
I see. Well, I'll leave you and George to your own devices then. Feel free to call me whenever you need.
This is a load of bullshit.
Ooh, you said another bad word!
Sorry. Can you show me around the place?
Sure, follow me. This is my room. We're going to see Mom and Dad's room, but... Shh! We're not supposed to.
Okay. I won't tell if you won't.
Okay.
So, George, how old are you?
8.
Whoa! And your parents left you here all by yourself?
That's because George is smart and brave.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Ta-da!
Okay, now this is a nice-ass room.
Bad word!
Oops. Oh.
Hey, Lumi, what are you looking at? Oh, that's me with Mom and Dad.
George, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You just said that this is a photo of you and your parents, right?
Yep. Look, I'm wearing my favorite blue sweater, and Dad's wearing his cool blue shirt. Mom didn't want to wear blue, so she put on a purple dress.
No, it's not. George, look here. This is you, all grown up, with your wife, Ivy.
Don't be silly. I can't have a wife. I'm not a grown-up. Now come on, Lumi. I have more to show you.
So, where to next, little guy?
There's 2 bathrooms, but they're boring.
Yeah, bathrooms are no fun. Do they have pictures inside?
No, I don't think so. Why?
No reason, just wondering. Is there an attic?
Yep, but we're gonna go there last. Let's go downstairs.
Lead the way.
What are you doing? Olivia said we can't leave.
Doesn't seem like it matters. We can't leave anyway. Okay, where to next?
Oh, I'm gonna show you my games. Come here. See? These are all my toys.
Wow, that's a lot. Are you sure you need all of these toys?
Uh-huh. I play with these on Monday, those on Tuesday and Wednesday. That special box is for Thursday, and everything else is for the weekend.
That is a lot for one kid. I'm impressed you have a calendar for all of them.
That's because George is smart.
The smartest.
George plays with his toys when Mom and Dad leave me all alone.
Oh, hey, what do you say if Big Sis Lumi plays with you?
Really?
Yep. What do you want to play?
Okay, let's play Robo Busters. So you'll be Megazord and I'll be Buster.
Okay.
Prepare to die!
Ooh, I'm so scared.
Buster has saved the day and destroyed Megazord!
I'll get you someday, Buster. You haven't seen the last of Megazord!
Thanks, Louie.
Anytime, Squirt. So you want to get some food?
Yeah, I want a hamburger.
Okay, go ahead. I'll come in soon.
Okay, big sis Loomy.
Kid didn't even clean up. What was that? Another one. Ivy and George, but why can't little George see anything? Could his mind not be his as an adult, but rather when he was a child? What do I want? Oh, yes. That's what exactly what. Gotta hand it to Olivia.
I do take pride in being able to accurately identify the wants and needs of my guests. However, there's a guest who's slowly becoming problematic.
Oh, really? What's she like?
Oh, nothing too impressive. She's very annoying. It seems to have a sweetheart. However, if she continues her little investigations, I'll allow her imagination to run wild a bit.
Well, I don't think she has too big of an imagination anyway. Doing okay, little guy?
Yeah, just a bit tired. I'm gonna go to bed.
Okay. I'm gonna go have a look-see in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
Night, George.
Night, Loomy.
And open sesame. This place is dustier than my tent, my first adventure out of school. Oh, a treasure chest. You know Mama likes her booty. Oh, they're so cute together. Damn, girl, that ring is fucking huge. I see why she wasn't wearing it at that dingy hotel. I should show little George these. Maybe it'll jog his actual memories. What? What the hell?
Oh, what do we have here? A girl, or rather a witch, that doesn't seem to listen. I told you to stop sleuthing around.
I can't. It's kind of my job.
No matter. I'll put a stop to this now.
Ha 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 ha